Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time to talk state-based basketball tournaments. Nate Weck is with us now from Vermilion. Hey, Nate, welcome back.
Hey, Lori, how's it going today?
All right, you're not on the road this week. How were your journeys?
Well, yeah, last week was busy. Leaving on Wednesday. It was kind of icy when we got done on Saturday night. I was thinking about leaving Watertown to come home, but last second, seeing the conditions of the roads, I thought, well, maybe I'll just, especially with the time change too, I thought, well, I'll just stay put in Watertown one extra day and then head back on Sunday. So that's what we did. And this week they got me in Sioux Falls, so it'll not too long of a commute for me for the basketball tournaments on Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week.
All right, so give us an overview. I think almost everybody from SDPB Sports is on the road somewhere. So paint the big picture here, please.
Yeah, this weekend is a lot busier than last weekend. Last weekend we had Class B girls and Class A girls. This week we have Class AA girls as well as all three boys tournaments. The Boys B tournament is in Aberdeen. That's going to be televised on SDPB3. The Class A boys tournament out in Rapid City is going to be broadcasted on SDPB2 TV, and then the Class AA joint tournament at Sioux Falls is going to be televised on SDPB1. Now, where it gets confusing is there's technically two venues being used in Sioux Falls at the same time. You use the old Sioux Falls Arena and the Denny Sanford Premier Center. So on Thursday, there will be four games at the Sioux Falls Arena. Friday, there will be two games at the Sioux Falls Arena, and Saturday, there will be two games at the Sioux Falls Arena. And just so there's no confusion, because it's still new to us, we're still trying to get a grasp on this. It's only the third year that they've done this joint tournament, but the games that are being played at the Sioux Falls Arena will not be on television. They will only be broadcasted online at sdpb.org/basketball. So it's a little bit different. All of the tournaments, of course, will be streamed live on sdpb.org/basketball, but any game, if you look at the brackets and if you're like, well, I want to go watch my grandson, or I want to go watch my son or daughter or whoever play at the AA tournament, look at those brackets and see which games are taking place at the Sioux Falls Arena, because if it's at the Sioux Falls Arena, it will not be on television. It will only be online exclusively.
All right. And if it's at the Premier Center, it's on SDPB TV1.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And in Rapid City, SDPB2.
Yep. And then Aberdeen, SDPB3.
All right. I'm writing this down as you recap.
You almost have to write it down.
Yeah. You know? it's a lot of basketball happening all at once. So are you going to take us back here today to the last weekend? Is that what we're planning on here?
Yeah. As you know, Lori, last week when I spoke to you, I told you I was going to be in Watertown. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, it was the Class A tournament. And a couple cool things happened at the Class A tournament this year, and I know Class B had a really fantastic tournament as well. Both the A and B tournaments actually had the number one seeds get knocked off on the very first day by the 8 seeds. So you had Faith in Class B get knocked off right away on day one, and then you had Belfouche in Class A get knocked off on that first day as well. So it right away from the get-go, at about 2 o'clock on Thursday, we're going, oh boy, it's going to be one of those tournaments. It was fun. Castlewood got the big win as a number 5 seed in Class B. St. Thomas More got the victory for Class A. But I do want to talk a little bit about a couple of the programs that were at the Class A tournament, the first one being Crow Creek. You may say, why is this one special? Well, Crow Creek, it was the first time that the girls basketball program had ever been to the state tournament. They beat Pine Ridge earlier in the year at the Lakota Nations Invitational Tournament. They had to beat Pine Ridge again in the round of 16 to qualify for the state tournament. It was a very big moment for the Crow Creek program. And right after the games, so how it finished was Crow Creek ended up getting 8th place, so they did lose all 3 of their games at the state tournament, but that's not really the story. The story is that this is a huge step for a program that has a very young roster. Looking at their starting lineup, Lori, for the 7th and 8th place game that took place on Saturday, they had a senior, junior, sophomore, freshman, and 8th grader in their starting lineup. So you know that this team is going to be back, and it's very good for those younger students to get some experience playing in a state tournament so that they can come back next year. I tracked down Jim Fallis in the hallway after the game, and I said, what was it like to be kind of the head coach, the leader that brought Crow Creek to their first girls state basketball tournament? And here's what he had to say.
Took a long time to soak in, you know, that we actually made it to the state tournament. And, you know, it feels pretty awesome. It's, you know, it's fantastic for us to be up here. I know our girls are kind of put on their heels a little bit, you know. But that's one thing they can say, you know, they're the first girls team that ever made it to the state tournament.
Yeah, they get the bragging rights.
Yeah, they
forever.
Do.
Yeah, that's neat. That's a good story.
Yeah, so and that's cool too. And like I said, like they didn't win a game when they were at the state tournament, but when they were getting their picture taken and stuff, you could see the smiles on all the girls' faces, on the coaching staff. It was just one of those. It was more of it wasn't about the individual games necessarily for them. It was about the spectacle of the state tournament that made it special. So really, you know, hats off to Crow Creek for coming out. And they're a fun team to watch, Lori. They're very fast-paced, very entertaining. I kind of hope I get to see them again next year because they're such a young team, and I want to see how this team grows here over the next few years.
All right, from a team that we haven't heard mentioned in state tournament play to a really familiar team, and that's St. Thomas More.
Yeah, St. Thomas More, they won their fifth straight Class A state tournament. Did have a chance to talk to Brandon Candlin, who is the head coach of St. Thomas More's program, and they did have a few losses on the season, and it was a little different from years past where they've had perfect seasons. So that was one of the questions I wanted to ask Brandon Candlin was, you know, you did have some losses this year, you did face some adversity, but yet you pushed forward, and here was his comments on that.
You know, continue to work hard. At no point did they ever let up. They always were working hard. So that part of it, facing a little bit of different adversity, I'm proud of the way the girls responded.
And how do they compare to other sort of, you know, legacies in high school state basketball?
Well, that's an excellent question, Laurie. And I know I've been, if you follow me on Twitter, I've been touting it all over Twitter here recently, this last week, about how big this is for St. Thomas More. But only two other girls basketball programs in South Dakota high school history have won five straight titles. You have to go back to the 80s when we saw it happen the very first time with Armor. They won it in 1983, 84, 85, 86, and 87. And then you go look at the Fred Tibbetts teams of Roosevelt, 97, 98, 2000, and two, or yeah, 97, 98, 99, 2000, and 2001. Those are the only two other programs, and now St. Thomas More joins that list. Now there's three programs in South Dakota high school girls basketball history that have won five titles in a row. So, and the biggest question everybody was asking was, do you think St. Thomas More can be the first to win six? And I think it's a fantastic question. The only problem is we're going to have to wait a whole year to figure that out.
That's right. All right. Coming up in Sioux Falls, what are you looking forward to about the state double A's?
You know, I'm just excited, I think, to kind of see what teams are going to. It seems like with double A's, there's always one team every year that comes that kind of just backs their way into the state tournament. And, you know, this year being the first year of the round of 16, of the 18 teams in double A, they take the 16. If you're seeded 1 through 8 in those 16, you host a play-in game. And whoever wins that play-in game goes to the state tournament. And, you know, Yankton picked up a big win. They've got the Moores kid, and he's a fun kid to watch. He's a freshman who's already got 1,000 points, so he's going to get an opportunity to showcase his skills at the state tournament. You got on the girls' side Peyton Burkhart from Aberdeen Central, who I know we talked a little bit about her on the program last week too, Lori, but you know, she's just been a dominating force going to SDSU next year. Big D1 recruit coming out of Aberdeen Central. Plus, you got Don Seiler as the head coach there. Aberdeen Central won the title, of course, a couple years ago, and last year they finished in third. But now they've got an opportunity this year where they come in with only one loss on the season. And the expectation right now with everybody in Aberdeen is it's got to be the state title for this girls' basketball program. It has to be. So it'll be – I think there's, like, a lot of expectations, things that we think are going to happen. I know there's going to be upsets. I know there's going to be things that take us for a turn, take us for a loop. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I get the privilege of just sitting back and watching it, yeah, enjoying some basketball.
Nate Weck, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend. Big weekend for basketball coming up. We appreciate your time, Nate.
All right, thanks, Lori.